Rishus HaMimorim. Well, all of my Simukufayim Beis, the figure about putting food and drink inside your mouth without making a bracha. It's the hamshuk of the sugar of Shosha Ochu. It sounds like once you discuss the sugar of Bezoin Oichlin, you want to discuss the how you put food and drink in your mouth without making a bracha. That's Bezoin Oichlin. Let's discuss the Salach over here. Moving down, the first member from Yehuda, that someone puts it inside his mouth, Mesal Zitar Echod Umavorich. He puts it to one side on his cheek and makes the bracha. Then the Gemara brings down three members. What to go do? One says to swallow, one says to put it to the side, one says to spit out. Causes a stir over here. The Gemara comes out in Maskono. That really depends if it's mashkin or oichlin. If it's mashkin, then the Gemara says you're belaya, you swallow it. Mash enkin, if it's oichlin, then it depends. If it's not mois, then you can spit out, make a brocha, and re eat it. If it's mois, then you masalik, you put it to one side in the cheek, you make the bracha. Now, why spit out? Why can you always put it to the side? It says Gemara, because lechatchila we have a pasuk in Tehillim, yimala piti lasecha. A person should fill his mouth with praise, have nothing inside of his mouth. Therefore, if it's not moist, spit it out. If it's moist, you can't do that. Then you put it to the side of your cheek over here. That's the sugya. Kitzer. Come on with Shulchan Aruch, and he divides it up into two separate halachas. One first mitzvah the shtiyah, the drinking. The second mitzvah the halacha of achila. So to go in that order, first negate the shtiyah. There's a basic shell among the rishonim. Exactly, does the person make a bracha afterwards? That means we know we have a klal. The Gemara daf and aleph goes on further and says the halacha is ripaskin. That person eats if he got to make a bracha. The Gemara brings down the Ravina says can make a bracha afterwards. Gemara's maskono, the way we pass in Simukuf Sam Gzayin and Simches, is that we do not make a bracha afterwards. Why do we only make a bracha? If it's afterwards, you can't make a bracha. The question over here is, you have mashke inside your mouth, we pass in a swallow, do you make a bracha afterwards? So says Rashi very clearly, Bailon, Baloi bracha, without a bracha. Therefore, the Rishonim all bring down the Bein Chananel. It says, like Rashi Shita, you swallow without making a bracha. Hagam, if you look at Bein Chananel on the page in the Vakshal Gemara, they seem to have a ksav yad, that you do make a bracha. So all the Rishonim say, the Bein Chananel is not that way. So we have Bein Chananel, we have Rashi. Look among the Rishonim, that's Rav Rishonim, Surakayach, the Rashba, the Ravid, the Nasogis, Piskei Rid, Piskei Riaz, the Bein Menoyach, Orchas Chaim, the Kolboi, and others. That's Rishonim are, you swallow. The klal in general, you cannot make a bracha after you eat, so you don't make a bracha. Atzad Hasheni comes on the Rosh and says, if you analyze the Gemara, it's a little bit strange. We have three statements in Gemara. One says to swallow, one says to spit out, one says to put it to the side. Two of the three statements is what? To make a bracha. Put it to the side, you make a bracha. You spit out, make a bracha, then eat. Then what? The one to swallow is not to make a bracha. Elamai is all discussing the same akimto. And the Vada, what's the locha? You swallow and then you make a bracha. He says that's a tasa the raivit. Again, the raivit that's thought good says not the way. But he says that's a tasa the raivit. The Rosh is not a tasa yochid. It's a rich for shita that way. Also the Rav Yor, the smak, El Moritz and Lederch, they pass in this way. That means a shallow, when we pass in a mask inside your mouth, and we say very clearly a person can't swallow, what to go do? A shallow among the Rishonim. Most who show them go like Rashi. The loch is you swallow without making a bracha. The Rosh disagrees. But I'm on the Torah that says a person swallows and make a bracha. The Das of the Rambam, also the Beis Yosef, the Mavucha among the Rishonim, what the Shita of the Rambam is, the Ravid, and the Beis Yosef says V'yosi Niro, you make a bracha afterwards. That's what Akim Moshe wants to say. That's the Ikib Pshat in the Rambam. Atzal Hasheni in the Sharetzion brings down and Benim Noach Pshat in the Rambam. It says the grain passes forget in the Rambam. You did not make a bracha afterwards. You only make a bracha on the next food, or you make a bracha and then you eat something else. But you did not make a bracha afterwards. So this machlok is das Rambam. So again, we have one shalom among the Rishonim, do we make a bracha afterwards? A second case among the Rishonim is what's the kimto of drinking water? Kamul the Rav in Asogas, he wants to machadish, and say this whole entire case of drinking without making a bracha is dafne kimto when it's dochuk. You have no other mashkin, and you need to have this mashkin. Otherwise, why get involved in drink something this well without a bracha? Aslan is bezeh elul lishon bracha. Therefore, the only time we're saying it's a locha to be baleya is dafne kimto when you're stuck, when you have to swallow. Maybe it's how to sing your busha, people around you spit out, it's not nice. What's dochakloy? Otherwise, when it's not dochakloy, a person, the correct thing is to spit it out. Agamle point out that Numus Hashem did not bring down this Rambam, this Raivit, this Chiddush of the Raivit. They want to say the Rambam did not say that way. The Rambam understands, swallow, no problem. So we have two shells among the Rishonim. Number one is when you swallow, you make a bracha. And number two, is that only the Makom Dachuk, or is that all Kimtas? Now, what is the Svara behind the Rishonim over here? Or the way we can come to Paskin? Again, we have two shitas. One shita says you swallow and make a bracha. One shita says you swallow and not make a bracha. What's the sad not to make a bracha like Rashi? So again, come along to the Rishonim, they bring down the Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, since it's inside your mouth, to spit out, no one's come along to go drink it. It's nitchav toris mashkin. It's not a liquid anymore. It's not work to be shti anymore. It's not a mashkin. You can't make a bracha only on food. It's not food. They said they're making bracha. We make a bracha on food. And therefore, the Rashba, the Rekeach, and that's the way how the Magavram brings down, that's Yisod over here in the Shulchan Aruch, is why? Because there has to be mashka, and since it's moist, it's not mashka anymore. What malach? That the Magavram only brings down this malach over here. Pim Golem Aruch HaShulchan, why it's not mashka? The question that Ilum was asking on Thursday is that Lechura, if so, by Eichel, what do? It's in your mouth, you put it aside, you make a bracha. Why in the world, by Eichel, do you put it to the side and make a bracha, just like when it's standing over here, that the Metzia says when you have mashke inside your mouth, it's moist, especially the way how the Pesukei Avot says, you have lake inside your mouth, gets mixed in together, it's moist. So you also, when you have Eichel inside your mouth, what's the halacha, Gemara says, put it to the side and make a bracha. How can you make a bracha? Mike says, just like it's not mashke, it's not a kimto of Eichel. So the Mishkan is Yaakov, he asks this question, he has a hard time with it. He says, maybe the Kimto is discussing Echnami, it is Eichel. People will spit out and other people will eat it. Maybe that's the case of Eichel. Mashka, you spit out, no one will drink it. Eichel spit out, the people will eat it. He says, let's understand this. Maybe certain Eichel's in your mouth, you spit out, people will eat. Ulai, Yish Lodin. But if you chew well, you spit out, no one's going to eat it. And that a Kimto, in that case, according to Ben Echnal, you should not make a bracha. He has a kash. He doesn't understand what the abon in the Ben Chananel, which again, that's the only mahalach the Magavram brings down. There's a liquid saver Eitz Asada when he brings it down. So he wants a taina in a chanami. That's what he has. You have to say that if it's moist, when people spit out, no one else will eat it. Nobody. It's not eichel anymore. I mean, you'll spit out, and someone else will eat it. Then it's eichel. If you chew well, in a chanami will not be nichel again of eichel, and you cannot make a bracha. You cannot put it aside and make a bracha. A chiddush in a chanel. But that's if you go with the main Chanal's Malach, he said it's not Mashko. How is the second Malach over here? Come on, Rashi, the Sugya is very clear. He says the reason why a person puts it aside and does not spit it out, it's either you spit it out to be a Bayav, Hefzid Eichlin, Hefzid Shtiyo. There'll be a loss over here. So therefore, for this reason, it will let a person swallow it. That means there's a fundamental Machlokes. What is the Avona behind the idea of not making a Bracha? But the Chanal says it's not Mashko. Don't make a Bracha. Rashi says it is mashko. What's hefsid? You let a person drink it. It is mashko. A kamal nafkamina by case of oichel. Then let's say you chew well, you put aside and make a bracha. Couldn't be a chanal, could argue the point, maybe not. It's not oichel. According to Rashi, the maisi is oichel. The maisi would make a bracha. This malach Rashi is the way I wish you brought paskin. That's the ikim malach over here. That's how the maisi, the priest of Bush, bring down. They only bring down Rashi. That means the machlok is among the shaynim. What is the ikkah tam over here? Is the ikkah ben a chananel? It's not a mashko. With the ikkah like rashki, it is a mashko. It's not a sugya hefsid. Again, one afkamina could be the case when you chew food well. A second afkamina, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down, is levushei sirat. It discusses when you have mashko inside your mouth, that's hefsid, swallow it. Let's say it's a little bit of mashko. You chap right away, and you can't put it to the side, and you can't make a bracha. Could a person put it to the side and make a bracha? Says the Levushei Sirat, let's go through the reasons. According to Ben Chananel, it's not mashko. You cannot make a bracha. According to Rashi, it's mashko, only mitzvah sugya hefsid. So let's make a bracha. Therefore, it depends what reason you're coming from. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Levushei Sirat has a sofek. Me says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to pask in a loch l'maisa. I'm saying the ik is Rashi. They send the Sharatin in a ward because the Erzeruah and the Riaz and the Ru'ah passing like Rashi. Therefore, come look and say, the loch is to go make a bracha when you have a little bit of mashko inside your mouth. You think about it, it's a massive chiddush over here. We know the klal all over. Stuff of brachas lahakol. The Ben Chanan Mai says that's not the yisoid. The yisoid over here is what? Only mitzvah, it's not mashko. And that is how Maisa, how the Maravam paskins. That's how the people in Gunam over here paskins. That's the Ikki side over here. The Chashum said the Ikki side over here. Came over with Shimon and said, no, the Maisa, a little bit of Mashka, but decided to make a bracha. Ulai could be Misarf through a Moshito, a little paskin to make a bracha afterwards. Ulai. I see the Chiddush of the Mishabur that he paskin the Ikki is Rashi. How far is the Ikki Rashi? We're not going to take into account the Bein Chanal. It will come along to make a bracha over here when you have a little bit of mashka. Fine. So that's the time why I said not to make a bracha. Either we have Rashi's reason or the Bein Chanal's reason. What's the reason? Yes, to make a bracha. I have a locha, a klal. We paskin kufsam zayin. Do not make a bracha only beforehand, not afterwards. Why you can make a bracha afterwards? Says the Rosh. True brings you after the Gemara, but Lashon is Doimik Sas Lo Ivelas Yosam. It's as if you made the bracha beforehand. Doimik Sas, if it's beforehand. That Nosuch, that Lashon, is brought down by the Taz, Maravram, Mishabrua. Doimik Sas Lo Ivelas Yosam. What does that mean? One way to explain, the Madan Yotam says, the Gemara goes on further and says, after this idea of swallowing, says when a person who makes the bracha Shabbat Ivelas Yosam, either case of tefillah, you make a bracha afterwards. There. Because what do you want a person to go do? Is not chazi, you make a bracha afterwards. Here also, the Michael's inside your mouth. What do you want a person to go do? He has no option. So since he thought about it before and he has no other option, then he can make a bracha afterwards. It's like a mikara chazi. Or another way how the Lachik Tanis says over the Yisrael of the Rosh over here is, once a person starts before and the process in the way how people live life is you got to think and then do. That's at least what you should do, at least think before you do. So since the way of what a person does before he does things is thinking, so the thought process started before, and I have to make a bracha, that's real kilo his school of arech, then he swallows, then he makes a bracha afterwards. That's nichol to get a ksas oivelis yosum. The fact that a person thought, that's namailo, that's nichol to get up as if you started before and already. But you went through, so number one, went through the rishonim, and number two, went through the taimim over here. Loch lemaisa. So it's very clear we have machlokes, mechaber, v'samo. When you have mashke inside your mouth, what to go do? The mechaber comes along and says, the loch is a person does not make a bracha rishayna. Asar Hashemni comes along v'amo, v'losh yesh oimim, brings down the rosh, and says, v'chein nir ikr. The person makes a bracha afterwards. Now, the maestro, among the swarm, there are those who passing like the Ramo. There's Levush passing that way, the Chai Odom went this way, the Kishonorach passing this way. The maestro, and his words are Roy Paiskim passing like the Mechaber. I'm not only the Bnei Svad, but Roy Paiskim, you look around, it's a Bach, it's the Eli Rabbos, the Stevens over here, they come along passing like the Mechaber. Especially we have a klal of Sofa Brochus local. And for this reason, we'll come along, and a person should not make a bracha when he has mashkin inside his mouth that he swallows. That's Aleph Aloch Lemaiso. Second thing, come along the Mishabur and all the Paiskim coming down, the Ravitz are kimped over here. He wants a time the kimped over here is daf in a case where you're dochok. When you have no other mask around, in that situation, then swallow without a bracha. Otherwise, for a person to swallow without a bracha, not to go do that. And a person should spit it out. So it comes out, we have aloha, mishrua paskins, that's how the swarm go. You mask inside your mouth. The aloha is balea bli bracha. But if you have an option to spit out, less than mokum dochak over here. Now, Leila was asking, there's an obvious question over here. Now, first of all, once you paskin not to make a bracha, and the reason why not to make a bracha, we have two reasons, either Rashi and the Bein Chanal, either one's not a mashko or it is a mashko. The Maaseh, we paskin, Mishabur paskins, you say this Rashi, it is a mashko and not to make a bracha. I, we have a klal, and bracha is daf lamed hei, os lohanus bezeh oilom lishim bracha. How in the world can a person like Adchila have mashke inside his mouth, his dochet can swallow it? It's os lohanus. The Gemara says, you're a gazlan. Whether you steal the bracha, Rashi, or steal the food, Marsha, you're a gazlan. The Gemara says, kilum all. Milo. The Gemara says, you're a chavte ish mashchis. A Rasha. How in the world can we come along, that's how we're going to pass in the Mishabur, Kasha Mishabur and Rashi. Mishabur passing like Rashi, the number one, the loch is we have to make a bracha. Number two, the lumbness of your is mashka. If you go like the Raivitz Givaldik, it's not mashka. No reason to make a bracha. Go like the Maharavam with Givaldik. But once you go like Rashi in the Mishnah Brua, that it is a mashka, how can you have a mashka and drink it and not make a bracha? Gazlan. What's going on over here? Oh, right. So, this question, just to bring out the point, and the side over here, Now, Shlomo Zalman asked this question specifically on this case. There are five different times where Shlomo Zalman was brought down. Not that he said it one time and five times they're quoting him. He wrote these things five different times. One, he wrote it to the Yisrael over here, how to answer this question. He has a letter in the back of Sefer Eitz HaSadah. A second time, he wrote it on Tshuva Chelek Alef Simen Yud Ches, in Cheshloimo. A third time, he wrote it in Mincha Shloimo Chelek Beis. A fourth time, he has a letter in Shulchan Shloimo in Simen Reit Tzadik Vav. A fifth time in Shemir Shabbos. He wrote five different times a very important Yisrael. That's Ve'ikah from early Makaris. But I like to set up how he says over a very important Yisrael in the Lachos HaBrachos. He starts really with five questions. Five simple questions. One, he starts off with our sugi over here. He says, let's understand this. We're coming to be worried, says Rashi, which had a sugi with Hefset Eichlin. You can lose out the mashke over here. Let a person swallow. So let's say you pour wine on the Mokum Atunov, this dirt over here. It's had the sugi Hefset Eichlin, we have to go drink it. Lo Shemana, a person has to go drink Mitzad Hefset. There's no Mechayiv of Hefset. He says, let's say a person on the same, he starts drinking. It's at Hefset Eichlin, he has the right to finish it. That means the son of Hefset Eichlin is not going to matter you to break your tzayim over here. It's not going to machayv you to drink something that's matunaf over here. So the sugya about tashkis is not going to matter you soon. So how does it matter the heter of Rizzi Bracho? So Vali starts over the concept, don't tell me that about tashkis or Hefset is being matter you soon. We're not going to matter things over here. We're not going to let a person that's trying to drink water over here. Basically, you spit it out. So why over here, we're coming according to Rashi, it's a mashk over here. Why doesn't a person not have to spit it out? It's mashko. That's Aleph. Second, he goes on further and says, we have a cloud we know, Safa Brachas Lahakal. This cloud, first of all, where's the Gemara bring it down? By Birchas HaMitzvahs. Do we say the same cloud by Birchas HaNenen? On food, do we say this cloud? There's Gemara Brachas on Dafyud Beis that we learned last month. Discuss that a person starts off with having Kavonah for Shecher and Betzin was Yain, or vice versa. The Gemara has the boy to if Shetor, what to go do. Come on, Tosfos, and we get down to the Rishito. You have to be Machmer and make a bracha. Machmer, make a bracha. Says the Gilgon Hashas over there, Kivagir, he brings down a Mashom, Sochem, and Daf Korbeis. He wants time because the Klal Sub Box Lahokal is only by Birchsa Mitzvahs and not by Birchsa Nanin. Birchsa Nanin, you're Gazlan. Give me Matur Gzelo, because you're Sophic over here. Therefore, when you have a Sophic Brachas, what to go do by Birchsa Nanin? Mavorach, said Tosfos. Are you telling me it's a bracha shein tzricho? It's a tzricho. How in the world is a person going to come to eat without making a bracha? I look see a shem shel, it's not a shav. I want to come to go eat over here. There's a tzricho over here. That's the mashal. The ma'aser we learned last month, simin reish test, how do we paskin? We saw over there by the case of sheikh and yain, farkert, iboid l'ifshto, paskin not like the minyan toisis. So brachas lahakal. How do you answer the mashal? Three, Maisa, it's a suffix of a listigzel. How can you mati yisurim over here? Let's take it a step further, a third point. And the way Tess goes on further in Sif Gimel, and we had already in Sif Kuf Samar Zayin in Sif Tess, that over there, Beklolius, let's say you're a suffix to make a bracha not. This thing is shakel or mazayin, you already said mazayin, or you already made a bracha before, and you're a suffix, what to go do? Says the Machaber, the loch of Beklolius in all akimtis is Sava Brach's lochel. Except as a machaber, by benching the suffix deraiso. Mishmur gets involved, main cholish, among the Rishonim is Rabbon or deraiso. Or we have Klaal Beklolius, suffix brox lahakul. Aye, you're Gazlan. Give me Mati Gzelaf suffix. A fourth point, we'll get to the Sugi later on this man, by Sugi Oinin. Noinin cannot do any mitzvahs. We're going to say the loch is a person cannot make brocha Rishonim, it can do Zimun, not brocha Samozon. What are mitzvahs? But a vatan oinin cannot do a various. He can't say, no, I'm an oinin. Loi sigzel. I'm going to rob a bank right now. Why not? I'm a part of more mitzvahs. Elamai, it says very clear, the sugya said, matter mitzvahs, but not a love, and he can't do ancient, can't do a various. So why are you part of making a bracha rishayna? Loi sigzel. Just like you can't rob a bank, how can you rob food from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How can you rob the bracha over here? So, Be'esem, there's either Yad Ephraim, Kuf Tzadik test, we'll get to, brings on Rashi Shito that says the Vali had to make a bracha, which means it cannot be Yitzah Acherim. We'll get to the Loch, we don't pass like that. We pass, and we don't make a bracha. I saw the blessing, so. The fifth Kasha, a sugya also we learned in brachas, by case of a Balkari, Halacha is, at least in those days, about Kerry not make a bracha. Maybe a day hearer. Otherwise, they wouldn't make a bracha. I, not to make a bracha? Mishlam, you tell me it's only Mechayv and Asay. But tell me that's Lay Sigzel. Kim, about Kerry, what happened to Lay Sigzel? Don't eat. We're starving, eat. Kim, if you serum over here. So based upon these kashas, of Shlomo Zalman says, you say it. First of all, he said, do not tell me that the Chir Bracha mitzad the sugya of Oslan B'zeh Oil Lushlam Bracha. I mean, the question is, what really came first? So the Vada, don't tell me you're not allowed to eat and you need a matter. You can't tell me the food is osir, it's not yours, and you need something to matter it, that we need a Bracha to matter the food. That can't be. Because we don't have no Bracha about Oinin, we don't have no Bracha about Keith about Kerry, no Bracha about Slahok, we have no matter. You say this for Kert, Betzem, Minatoya, you're allowed to eat food. But Satan, Hoga of Derech Eretz, how can you eat food from a Kosh Baruch Hu? That is give Shvach by Dov. Someone gives you a present, the first thing you say is, thank you. So as Derech Eretz, you're supposed to say thank you. How? When? Each one onto his own? Kemon Chazal says, once that's so, you should give thank you. Else, Derech Eretz, the words of Rashi's Lahoidis. For that, Chazal will now mechayev you to make a bracha. How strong did Chazal mechayev you to make a bracha? The limus of the bracha? Gazlin, the limits of the bracha, mol, limits of the bracha, yechava the ishmashkas over here. But the question is, what came first, the chicken or the egg? So if you tell me, the Gemara Chulin Daf Samach says the chicken came first. You also, what came first over here? The said over here that came is fakert. It's the best of your right to eat. Chazal asked the mitzvah bracha. Therefore, now aslan b'zeh lishon bracha. What came first is what Chazal. Now, Aslohanas and the Yikilo Gazan, not Gzela came first, and then the mat over here. The Ket was Mutter and Chazal asked it. Then he says, very simple. By the case of an Oinin, I can't, no Chiv and Chazal to make a bracha. Go eat. By the case of Al Keri, no Chiv and Chazal to go make a bracha. Go eat over here. The case of Sav Brachas, Lohakal. Why? Chazal says, we don't know what to go do. We're not Mechaydi to go make a bracha. Lohakal. Now in our kimto, in our situation, Simkuvayim Beis, he says over here you have to moisten on the kudo. What's the chiv is lahidos? What are you do with this mashke inside your mouth? Spit it out. Fine. Aslan is without lushim bracha. What's going to happen to the mashke? It's moist. No one's drinking it. Not you. Not somebody else. So at the end of the day, this mashke will never get a bracha on it. Not you. Not somebody else. So since no one can get a bracha upon this, mitzad sukim hefsel oichlin war mechavi to spit it out. Because it won't be any bracha on this mitzvah, the sugya of Mois. Then what chazal, we're not machav you, we let you swallow it over here. So gamin is a mashka, but if you can't make a bracha, which Shmuel said if it's a small amount, you put it to the side. It's a lot, echadam you swallow over here. But again, a very important story from the Zalman says, and again, the earlier Makarius, you see, sets it up this way very nicely. The machav negator bracha is chazal. There's no chiv the bracha, a person maister can't eat. So they point out if you go to Pnei Yeshua, they want to tighten the brach of the raisa. You have a good point, right? The Oslam is kolam lisvaru, and you can have other sugar kalvachem also. Echlam, you'll have it won't work out. We ma'aser do not pass like that. You pass not the raisa. You pass the rabbanon. So once you pass the rabbanon, it's not a problem.
So the reason why because of rabbanon.
No, so the kilo gazan is when Chazal will mechayev you to make a bracha, then you're a gazan. When there is no chiyuv, you're not a gazan.
So the reason why you're not
going to hefsek, because hefsek is not going to gain. Chazal will not mechayev you to make a bracha. Because no one, why? Because no one can make a bracha on this. You spit out, nothing's going to happen.
It's not
going to
be nothing, it's just because
no. Now there's hefsek. Sorry, now what goes spit out? Now there's a hefsek. Now that we have said. A second point that is upon Rashi. If Mishmur Paskin again, that the person has mashka inside their mouth, he swallows it. According to Rashi and Mishmur Paskin, it is a mashka. Why don't we have to make a bracha be hearer? In your mind? Zalok and Simon Samach Beis, Zerambam Shita, the Smag, he passes all brachas you can make be hearer. We do not pass like that. However, says the Mishnah Berurah according to the Taz over there, Makom Oinus, person does make a bracha b'hirur. You're stuck, you know the option, you make a bracha b'hirur. In fact, the Pirma Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah over here, If so, why don't you make a bracha over here? But it's not the sugya of here. He says, when he writes the Eishel Avram, he says, you know why the Eishel Avram? Because the halacha is like the Rabbeinu Chananu, that's not a mashka. What's not a mashka? You don't make a bracha over here. However, go according to the Mishnah Berurah, the pasuk is not like Rabbeinu Chananu. They pass like Rashi, it is a mashka. Only to the hefsid of the mice, you don't spit it out. The question over here is, why doesn't a person make a bracha over here? According to the Taz, Mishpul passes to the town base, you make a bracha over here. And the Arsfar will pass this way. There's a Nesivis way. There's a Benish Chai. There's a Kavachayim. Chayim no. There's a Shulchan. They pass to make a bracha over here. So I see the Issa's question of Chaim Knievsky. He says, Enechanami. I was a Mishpul bring it down. He said, because you have no time to make a bracha over here, you have to swallow right away. What? I don't know. I agree with that. I'm not sure what exactly those words mean. Maybe you have to have lav kavona. It's hard to have kavona with things inside your mouth over here. But he said, Echadami, you should. And Vazayis of Bracha, when you bring down Loch Lamaisa, he says, you make a Bracha beer. Yach Lyosha, Loch Lamaisa, they bring down and make a Bracha beer. The best was a cash, but Shabu does not bring it down. Prim Gonim says you should. Except he goes again like the Ravit. According to Mishabu, Lamaisa, why do you make a Bracha beer? However, they do point out that this only in the Kimto, where you're not going to drink anything afterwards. But numerous times when you remember to, you did not make a bracha, what's happening? Your mashka is on your mouth, you swallow, and you're going to do what? Make a bracha on the future mashka. If you make a bracha, be here now, after Ram and the smag says in Malachim, you have a baya now, you cannot make a bracha on the future. We have a baya bracha batolo. Therefore, it says in Malachim, when you make a bracha, be here, it's only kimto, you plan not to drink anything afterwards. So, in most cases, the mitzvah does not come out, the person will end up swallowing without making bracha b'hira, because you make the bracha of the mashka that's coming up. Maestro comes out of here, just to be clear, and sefalef. Number one, if you have more mashka, Mishpura says you just spit it out. Number two, if mokhem dochok, you have no other mashka. Well, I heard, I think, Rafael to say over, la dafka dochi, you know the mashka. If it's a bush, to spit out people around you. Same idea, nichol get of dochok. Then what's aloch, we paskin, like the mechab ben nafir moa, you swallow, believe bracha. Is it the correct thing to make a bracha b'hira? Yesh Lotan. However, they do point out that since to get through Ramoshi to the Rosh, the correct thing is, let's say you were finished drinking. The correct thing is now to forget, have more, something more to drink and make a bracha upon that, and have kavan for what you drink also. The Maestro, there is a Rosh, and the Ramosh says, V'chein Iker, you should drink more. Though you take it a step further, let's say a person drank without das beforehand and not stop in the middle. He drank, and afterwards he's like, oh my gosh, where's my bracha? We said from the Sugya after an Aleph not to make a bracha afterwards. However, go back to Kufsam Gazayin, the Mishmu over there brings down the Shayatzi and the Magavrom Shito. It says, as the Ravitz who passed is like Ravino, it says, do make a bracha afterwards. It says, the Mishmu, a person should go get another mashko, make a bracha on that, and have dash on the mashko that was beforehand. That means it comes out where the person stopped in the middle, he should drink afterwards with the bracha. Whether he did not stop middle, stopping, remember afterwards, the correct anhoga is to take another mashka to drink and make a bracha upon that, but das to get to what he drank already beforehand. Sifes, sukinagata achilo. First, puts the food inside his mouth, the gemara is very clear, it comes out, there are two different kimtas. One is when it's moist, one when it's not moist. When the kimta is moist, the loch is you put it to the side, and the person makes a bracha with food inside his mouth. Otherwise, the chachila, you should spit it out when it's not moist. Asimala piti l'secho. What's the definition of moist? So Shlomo Zalman has brought down that he tainted that the definition of moist does not mean dafka's moist to you. It means even the people around, it's moist for people around to see you spit out. That's also nechli get a moist. If Nemetzal is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, he says also moist, means let's say an istinus. No one else is moist, but you are moist. So it goes whether people around you are moist, or you are moist, that's nechli get a mias. And therefore, put it inside and make a bracha with the food inside your mouth over here. Now, negate the sugya yamala piti l'secho. So, first, let's say a person was not moist and he should have spit it out. He did not. And he said a bracha with food inside his mouth. Is he yoytza the bracha? Is he yoytza? So the Bach comes along and says, this whole idea of yamala piti l'secho is l'chatchila, z'hitter. It's not ma'akiv in the bracha. What type of the people got him? It's not ma'akiv. With that, you can really ask another question in the standard, really. That we said before in the Sifal, if you have mashko, if it's not a mochem dochok, says the Ravid, we paskin lechatchila, spit it out. On Sif Beis, we say the same thing. If it's not, b'mokum dochuk, spit out b'tzad ha'mayla yamala piti l'sechol. I mean, Sif Alva saying spit out b'tzad brocho. Sif Beis, we say, you put on the side, make a brocho. You say, as the rivets, if it's not dochuk, spit out. As the mayla yamala piti l'sechol. So, first I point out, the Stimus HaPoiskim did not say it in Sif Beis. I read the Chayodim slowly, Maram Barnett slowly, they're very clear, they write, the loch is that the idea of spitting out is dafka mashko, I'll survive it, not by the case of Oichel over here. It says, Rosh Sharmig, what's the straw over here? Because you spit out, mitzad oslan b'zeh olam lishu brocho. Mayim said, we have a rosh shita, I'll make a brocho afterwards. Mash enki mitzad the hitter, a maila, a mal pitul l'secha is a very important hitter. But tell a person to spit out, the mayim said, lose the food, that we're not going to go do over here. It's moist, hefset over here. Atza maila, we leave it inside your mouth. Agam. If you look at the Mogen Geborim over here, as a cheshbon the sukkah, the Teres Chaim, they won't disagree. They want to know after mal pitul l'secho, first you should spit it out. It does not seem to be that way among the steamers of Paiskim. But it does speak out the Piskei Tshuva. Let's say you have food inside your mouth, and if you make a bracha of the food inside, you won't be clear. Your words will be megumgam. Then what do you go do? Then it says the Piskei Tshuva, that situation, avada midina, yet spit it out. Then avada you do. Even if it's moist, then you just spit it out. Now, once you have the kal, your malapitul l'secho, you have to have your mouth empty. What does it mean your mouth empty to make a bracha? L'chadchilo. You have false teeth. Your malapitul l'secho, take out your teeth and make a bracha over here. So come along the Rivas Ephraim, Piskei Tshuva says, fakert. If you take them out, you won't be that clear. It won't come out that well, your bracha. And there is no chash, so might see you leave your false teeth inside. That's not a problem over here. This goes about your biplate. Should you take it out or not? So I see among the Piskei Tshuva says, Lamaisa, take it out. See, the Issam Chaim said, not take it out. I think it really depends. In a situation where a person has a biplate and they're not going to eat with it, why make a bracha and then take it out? You take it out beforehand. But it came to the person Lamaisa has it all the time and he learns that way with his Chavuso. Ish Lodin, maybe yeah, maybe no, if you have to take it out, Mitzvah Sugya of bracha over here. Ad kan simukuf ayin beis. Simukuf pei is bigger. Four different sugyos over here are being put together. How the mechaber is dinei pruei pas. We're essentially discussing the sugya of what happens at the end by bechs the Muslim watch take off. We discuss the second sugya about leaving lech upon the table. A third sugya of how to clean up the table. And the fourth sugya about covering in ice. So to go through each sugya over here. First. Not to remove the tablecloth and not to remove your bread until Acher benching. Mishmur brings down two separate reasons. It starts off first with Mitzvah Lavosh, it should be Nikr, or what the Brachas Chalapon, look what Brachas gave us, and if we should have left over on the table the food that you ate over here. The second reason brings down the Magar Avram, the Brachas Nachal, a Mokum that's Rake over here, so make sure you have things over here on the table. Two separate reasons. That means, let's say a person is eating a sandwich and he eats the whole thing. What are you going to do? Where's the leftover? Where's the bracha chalapon? Where's the shvach vado? The snicky give me shvach to Hashem. So, Rivas Ephraim, the Chelk Alf has a tshuva about, and the Yisim Chaim Kinevsky this question, and he says, the maestro, yeah, pirum. I don't think everyone eats up all the crumbs over here. You have a little bit left around over here. That's the nichon category. You have your plate, the mop is not taken away. You have pirum on the top of the plate. That's the chur nichl in the category of leaving over your map and your lechem. That means after the tainus and the raivet of leaving over a little bit. So the loch shaboy, you become the Indian of being a mapo, is your plate, the chur. And the crumbs left over is nichl to get towards the brachas chalapon over here. They point out this halacha is dafka by Bechsa Mosin. We do not find this halacha by Me'ain Sholosh or by Nefashis. Dafka says Simon's Chaim and the Mignaf also Miyashim. Dafka by Bechsa Mosin. Now, it sounds like Mishulchan Aruch is very clear. The halacha is dafka pas and the mapo. It's not saying anything else. However, the Bnei Svart, the being down api kabolo, whether it's chesel alofim, the bench chai, the kavachayim, you should not move anything from the table until you bench. He writes very clearly, even at somois, even klipois, not to remove. This is a question of Chaim Kinevsky, is that so? He writes lo shemanu. So as far as I know, all the Bnei Yeshiva, the mice, they clean up most of the table, they leave over a little bit behind. But the Bnei Svart, I steal myself. I thought it might be the Olays, even I see the Mitzvah Kabbalah over here. My said they leave the table. As I state, you should leave things behind, everything, and only clean up afterwards. Fine, so you have a look at Sifalov, it says you should leave over the Mapo and the Lechem over here. Sipay says a second Sugyo, of being Mishaya Pasal Shulchan. Again, coming from Shibuan, and he has two separate reasons over here. Coming from the Sugya in Dat Sadik Beis and Sanhedrin. One is what Rashi said, the Sugya Lavosh brings down, that since maybe an Ani will come, you should have something prepared for an Ani over here. And we have a schos to Marchla Yomov, when the Ani comes, if you leave over on the table, pass over here. But he says in Mishibura, a second reason for Lavosh, that a person that comes home to Bent, person says, Tzavanu Veresarnu, he has Sviya, and he has leftovers. The fact that we have Ravchus over here, also give Shvach by Dada, we have Ravchus over here, we have leftover food over here. Therefore, a person should have pass left over on the table. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons?
How much?
Said the Shartian, how much? If it's Bitzananiyim, crumbs, you have to have a chatichas lechem. What given on over here? It's out of the sugya of Arsanu, Shivanu Arsanu, you're left over, you didn't finish over everything. Anything that's small, mice, that's enough. Mizmanazeh, when a person, when he leaves over on the table, does he have to leave over a chatichas pas? Do we have to worry about the sugya of Aeneas? So, the Swam is Manenu, they bring down from Yashiv, or Bin Zilber, or Scheinberg, and others. Only comes to your house, you try to give him pass, ain't it gonna work? Ain't gonna happen. He wants Gesev, money. So, therefore, they point out, Pashas, Bimitsias, the Mitsias, this halacha, the first thing does not apply. Once does not apply anymore, therefore, what to do, go do practically, as long as you leave over any amount of bread over here on the table, that's nichol an idea of savarnu varsarnu, that the mice is enough. That means we have the second of a local way, leaving over the pass. That the mice is manazet, it's enough, a little bit of pass. Now, the shadow here is, Sif Aleph is saying, leave over lechem, achab yechsamozen. Sif Bey says, not, this person should also be mishaya pass upon the table. Is that only by yechsamozen? Or is that the whole entire day a person is supposed to leave it over there? When is he supposed to leave it over? What's the difference of Aleph and Sif Beis? So the Shein Halacha is Chaim Pinyavsky, he says over this Halacha, he says, Tzorach L'shaya Pas al Shulchan B'shas Birch Samozen. He puts the words in that I don't see in the Mishnah Berurah or the Mechaber. He says, the Halacha is B'shas Birch Samozen. It could be the fact that Mishnah Berurah says, it's a person should mark B'shulchanoi because mark lo Yomov. Mark B'shulchanoi, meaning B'shas Achilo and Birch Samozen. Could be that you got it from. And the Chayotim, he says over this halacha, he says the same thing. This halacha is only b'shas birch samozen. So even though it's a little bit not clear in the mechaber, Sif Aleph or Sif Beis, the way this, how it's brought down, that both of them negate to birch samozen. The halacha is a person should leave, not remove pas v'lechem, number one. And number two, make sure you have a tzavanim v'achalnu over here. The Mishmur does bring down the Anhogin Europe of Essentek. That was in those days that a person's house, people lived in the shtetl, in the town, they'd have all the bachur yeshiva that come to the house to eat two meals over there. And therefore he says, Mekayim mitzvahs. Now, Pashas, when you think about it, what mitzvah would you say first? A person Mekayim when you have the bachur on your house by your meal? First thing you think the Chofetz Chaim would say is, Achnosos Orchim. He does not say that. He says, you Mekayim the Indian of giving to an Oni, the poor, tzedakah over here. Mitzad, if you have B'nai Torah at your table, about the saying Divrei Torah. It's also a person to eat without, or really a person has to eat, if not to be Zivchei Mesim, you have Divrei Torah on the table over here. I saw the Zayis HaBracha, and the girls one, declares, does the halacha apply to Noshim? He also declares, is here enough? Also, when a person that has to say Divrei Torah at the table, I see others want to say here in the Mice is not enough. Interesting Shiloh, and they get to hear. But Mice have come out, we have Divrei Torah at the table over here, and also the idea of Aniyim. Maestri, look up at the Makar, the El Rab, and the Shlomo, where he's coming from. It's very good why he's not being Nalachos Orchim, Ayin Shom, Nalachos Sugyo here. Now, the Mechaber does bring down this halacha, would a person not have Shur Lechem on the table? Could a person go bring a Pas Shalom over here? He says not to. It's not a Sugyo, you're bringing Ki'ilu Tavoy Dezara Lechem over here. Now, so again, the Mechaber says not to go bring it. There's a little bit of a Vuch over here, what exactly the Klum are. Say over here and say in Simu Kufa in Ches Niyodaya by the Sugya B'Chusayim Lois Aleichu, also the Mechab over there. What comes out, if there's no pieces left behind, Mishmur being down the Goyin, the Maisi, you do bring a Pas Shalom. Not like the Ben Ishchai. Let's say you have both on the table, say a whole Lechem and pieces over here. Maisi Letaz, Maisi Amekel. Mishmur has two sides over here. Nochne came to us Friday night. The Tazavek from the Maisa to be Makel, people got him, went this way. Also, the Mishbuah is not clear over here, and the Maisa Lavosh argues in the Taz. So you have different Kimtas how to apply this Divei of a zero over here, different Kimtas over here. Sif Gimel and Sif Dal is how exactly to go clean up the table. That means we have a Gemara Brachis and Daphne Beis, the next parak, the eighth parak. The Mishnah over there discusses the Machloikis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Do you first take off the Mayim Machoinim? Or does the person first clean off first does Mayim Machoinim, or does he first move the Pirum over here? The Shalom, what the Gears in the Mishnah is, what does Beis Hillel say, what Beis Shammai say? Maisa, we come out to Paskin, the person first has to Machabed, take away his Pirum. A second, then do Mayim Machoinim. What's going on over here? There are two different sugyas going on over here. Number one, which are the sugya, when you wash into the Mayim Achoinim, if there are Purim over there, it will make it mois. No sense will come out over here. And then we have the sugya of Koshlanius. Purim, the Mavaza, Koshlanius. Be'ekir, if you read the Mishnah more slowly, add some to the third sugya over here. There's more than a Kzayas, even Bayam, it's the sugya of Hefset Oichlin. That means we pointed out, we learned the last Kaburah, was the Shia Negev to Bizan Hefset Oichlin. They point out from over here that anything less than the Gzayas, you have a bayah of only Koshlanias. But Bezoin, the Hefzit, the Mice does not apply. That means it comes out over here, number one, we have Hefzit Eichel more than the Gzayas. And also, less than that, we take away Mitzah Sugim Mayim Achoinim, says the Mishnah, why? Because you have a Shamish. Mishnah Machavah says, we have a Shamish that could be in Amoritz. Mishamish does not know the difference between a Gzayas and not a Gzayas. Therefore, we remove all Purim over here. Va'id, you have a Sugim of Koshlanias over here. First, to get to the sugya of Mius, the Shulchan Aruch points out that it's not practical in his days, it was not needed, not to worry about it. Mishmur says, by us, the Maisid is practical, we have Mayim Achoinim, we have crumbs around. Therefore, the loch and negate this Indian is you have to be basically practical. That means if you're not going to wash your Mayim Achoinim, it goes upon the Pirurim, you have a problem. If it's away, as the Mishmur says, what are you supposed to go do? You have to have lechem left over on the table. You have Purim left over on the table. So put the other end of the table. You have to make sure that there are Purim and bread. But as long as it's practically, it's not going to spray the Mayim Achoinim on top of it, making Mias, then the Mice is no problem. We pass on this halacha, take away the Purim. That means you have a big basin with a cup, or you go to the sink, go wash by the sink. No problem. If you bring it to the table, you have a little bit. You have an issue over here. Now just a little bit of what bothers me over here is that Purim of what? Challah, unless you have leftover chulent, leftover anything on your plate, and you wash inside your plate of salad. Is this a locha negate to Dafka Pass, or locha negate to all Michael? You tell me the title of the Mechaber is Pure Pass. Maisa, where the Korah, where it sounds like it's coming from, and Be'etzem, look at the Ramosha in Dibris, in Bar Mitzio, Perik Beis, he said it goes to all Michael. The Gemara sounds that way. And also, the Moshe Vekli says goes in all Eichel. The Shein Lachin, when he says over, he says Purim Pass. Again, it could be Kedigata from the title. So it makes a massive nafkamina in the gate to Mayim Achoinim. People have times washed inside the plate, and there are things there. If it's Purim Pass, Seder. If you have Purim Pass in the plate, usually. Otherwise, in the gate to all Eichel, who are Yishlodin, what happened to the single of Koshel and Yis? I'm not clear, Yishlodin. Still is to go of, you'll get to Koshlanias. How to take care of Koshlanias?
You're told that anyway.
We have to get to that. Again, it's very clear, right? Shulchan Aruch says it. You have a kasha, we have to answer it, we have to find it. But no.
My friend was only asked because
of the
Zera
of the
Shabbos.
Who said the Koshlanias
also?
Of course, the same thing. One's an Indian and one's a Lacha, I think so. The second idea over here is the figure of Koshlanias. So, first, let's say a person says, you know what, I don't mind being an Oni. Gachal, I don't mind. So, does he have to worry about this Indian over here? So, there's a Prima Godim in Simon Reshimim Aleph. He writes over there, Akash Bracho hates people who want to do things that make them Anias. And it's brought down by the Shulchan Torah, Pesach Shuvah also, someone can mean Oni Minatoyo, Oni Minamitzvahs. Anias Lav Davka means Davka money, it means Anias. And no, we do not make ourselves being an Oni. Now, this idea of Kosh Anias, the Makor where it's coming from, the Gemara in Chulin Dav Kofay again, by Sugil of Mayim Achreinim, over there says, Abaye thought, and the Havamina thought, the reason why people are cleaning off the table mitzad sugya vanias upsat nikias. Kamali says omalei mar. No, the reason why they take away perum is why because kosher vanias. The Gemara brings down the Peldik story. The malach vanias was trying to make a person poor. And the person who was very machbid upon his perum, and every time he had perum, he would make sure that it would not come along to mevazeh. One time he saw that this person was eating a sandwich in the garden, falling all the perum upon the grass over here. Ah, this is the malach vanias. So I'm going to get him now. The guy, after he finished eating, he went and ripped up all the grass in the garden and took him the grass and the perum and got rid of it. So we have this interesting story over here that points out that how a person should be machbid upon the sugya, make sure not going to be growing himself koshlanias. People look around for all different segulas to become rich. One way, what says in Chazal, the Gemara, is make sure the person is not mevazeh perum over here. Now, these perum is very clear when it's even less than the kazayas. Mishmua says, but let's say if all together be more than the kazayas, no shaylo. He sends you ayin l'shar chuv, bring down the chido, and then you have a loch of minatin that's osur, as hef loichlim. Others want to disagree. The Masham, the Kavachan, no one know the loch is only in a case where the piece itself is a kazayas. So we have a shaylo. When does hef loichlim switch over to only koshlanias? Isn't the case with each piece by itself? Or even together is nichlin getter of hefsed oichlin. Now, what is the definition of koshla nias? The shalom among the achoinim, does it mean davka bezoin godol? Or any bezoin? The simple reading of the mechaber is any bezoin lemaisis ulcer. Coming with Shibruo, and the beings of the Magavram, and the Elirabo, they say davka to be doris be yedayim, that's a baya. Throwing inside water is not a problem. Now those who want tainah throwing inside water, the reason why it's water, because they're feeding animals over here. It's not definitely getting a bezoin. That's the machmirim say. Maisim shibur and the aruch hashulchan they pass like the elirab magavram dafka bezoin gadol. Now you have to relate two levels of bezoin over here. The bezoin that people will be doris on top of it. Then there's a bezoin ostam throwing inside water. It'll get ruined, it'll get thrown out. But throwing out is not a problem. Throwing out is mutter. Bezoin gadol would go like the shibur paska. That's also. Gam the Prim Gorim sound like he passes against this idea of the Mokai Avram. But the Swarm seem to go like the Mishnah Berurah, that Dafka Bezoin Godel. If so, let's be practical. What does that mean? So the Malachim try to understand, I think the Jewish also on the side of him brings down, that there are two levels. There's something more than the Gzayas and less than the Gzayas. More than the Gzayas is the Efsel Oichlim, less than the Gzayas is the Sugg over here of Bezoin Godel, as Kosh Lenius. Let's first take it in the Kimpt over here when it's less than the Gzayas. So I bring down from of Scheinberg and Dine Fisher, how do you take care of the bayah that should not be a bezoin gadol? They say, put it inside a bag, throw in the garbage. No problem putting chal inside a bag and putting it inside the garbage. Why? It's not bezoin gadol. I heard a Berkowitz say over what the getter is, you put a bag with a diaper inside, that's bezoin gadol. They asked him, what about rolling up the table over here with the plastic and putting everything together? So he says, that's all garbage. A gum, if there's mashka there, you can start glaring, the mashka will fall on top of it. Maybe there is bezoin. Maybe not. Rabbi Mishmur says, don't try my mice's mutter. So it could be, that's not nichlin get a bezoin. Well, people are rolling up the table on the floor, sweep. That to be doris, step on that, that's not nice. You have food on the floor, you don't step upon it. Doris. Besides for the bayah, we said by lech, we should not be doris on top of it. But you have nochel bayah, koshlanias. However, mitzad sugya bezoin rolling up, the one time that's not nichlin, this is over here. It's like putting inside a bag. Negeya to more than gzayis, mitzad sugya hefsed oichlin. So again, they have Dine Fisher. This is Lubyashi of Scheinberg, the Savior eats a soda brings down. And mitzad bracha passed in this way. As long as you put it inside a bag, mitzad sugya hefsed oichlin is not a bezoin. V'oy they speak out. This Lubyashi of how in the world you go to these chasna halls. And the amount of food that's left over is considered shlomi b'shaitoi. And when they do this, roll up and throw it out. There's tons of food left over, good food, royal achila, people would eat it. Whole portions that no one touched over there. Not someone touched, no one will eat. People, mamash, it's all left behind. What is the heter for this whole thing just to be rolled up and throw around? That means in the simple holes, you see the machmim go around, they take the bread and put it inside a bag. And even that, not all place to do it that way. What happens inside the studio of Baltashkas? Efsed Eichlin. So the Sefer eats a soda, brings down Isal B'Yashiv, and the Chesukei Chemot, the Zilbashin said, Isra Shver, Kortan Asher Ish. They want Taina, just like there's Baal Tashchus on the food, there's Baal Tashchus on the person's man. on his time, on his tircho. Mamokim, they're coming from, there's a chayodom. It's costing the person when he wants to put on new tzitzis on his beged. What he's supposed to go do is take the strings and untie it, put the new ones. Let's say it's a tircho, he just wants to cut off the strings. This is a chayodom. Batashka on his man. Time is money. Time is learning Torah. Time is nitzchias. Time means something. Why is it between batashas on the food? Time on the food over here. Time on your time over here. Time is very important. So, coming the Ashwa Tainan, they get these holes over here, it's not worth it for them. It's not good for them. They'll have to get more workers, more people to clean up, spend more time on it, more money upon it. They tell people, you want to come and take? Come and take. For me to come and go take, that's my schaibus. They're stuck, they have to clean up, they have to get out, they don't want to pay people. Fine, so they're not going to clean up over here. If that's so, then I still have a right to throw it out. How to throw it out? Make sure that Natravaza put diapers inside. The mice of the warehouse brought down. The question is, you have to separate the bread from all the oichel or not. Again, certain holes, separate the bread. Certain holes, don't separate the bread. Because the mice is not bizarre per se, you're not putting a diaper inside over here. They're rolling it up and throwing it out over here. Agam, Rav Nashe Klein has a tshuva and says, because I used to throw out, how can you say these svaras over here? Mice at the end of the day, it's bizarre oichel over here. Base Baruch Zilber also Zatzal, he says, how can you say these svaras over here? He wants to be shtag for mice, it's also. So there are those who disagree, but it's certainly it's not that humble.
Hence, you save in the bank.
What?
If you put in the bank, you save
for the bank. No. You have two things. It's hefted and it's bezoin. As hefted, it's hefted and it's zman. As bezoin, you roll it up one time in the bag.
I left in my house after a slice of chanukah. I put the bag in the garbage. But that's to keep it.
No. Oh, so now the question is, let's say, you're asking another question. Maisa, you have leftover challah. So what's going to happen? You can wait 3 weeks to get moldy. You can always touch your leftover challah. Right? Because who's going to eat? Like, you have fresh bread. In my house, the only one who eats the hard bread is I'm the only one. No one else eats the hard bread. Fine. Different society, different world. And even very hard, I wouldn't touch. I got my Bobby, my father's mother, she used to take out, we used to get fresh bread. Who can eat fresh bread in Russia? No one did that. She'd take it out, leave it out, make sure it got hard. When it got hard, then she ate it. You can't eat fresh bread? What is this? Fine. My father's saying, yeah, that's right. But it's a different world. Things change over here. So I wouldn't do that. But if it's little, fine, I would eat. It doesn't bother me. But mice, you get 4 loaves, 5 loaves from the yeshiva over here. It's a limited amount of hard bread I can eat. Right? So what are you going to do with it? You have to wait for it to get spoiled. So the Pesach can say also leftover children. You have to wait to get spoiled. So the Chorot, you don't have to take care of it, says the Moshe. No, the Moshe says you don't have to take care of it. The Moshe says, Halacha is that you can wait to get spoiled. If you allow wait to get spoiled, so right? Okay. My mother has a minute to wait to get spoiled, but my son laughed daft, you have to wait to get spoiled over here. And the you can throw it out now the children much of Shabbos. Why? Because what? Save it in the refrigerator over here. For what? To keep our space, we need room over here. Fine, laughed daft, you have to go do that, but sad, there's no one eating it. Yesh Lodin is nothing to get a. What? No, it's the same idea over here. That what? If you tell people come and eat it, you have to eat. No one's coming to go eat it.
In the hall. You're saying it's okay. So it's in your
own. Yeah, I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying, I'm agreeing to myself with you. Yeah, but no one is. So the Torah, the Nog is, since we have a right to wait to get through it over here, just like Tirch Ruba, I have a right to throw it out before. Again, I'm saying over the Mahalach, the Moin Am seems to go do, Agam, we look among the Swarm, the big Mavuch, why that's so. That's just defending the Moin Am, that they seem to throw out things right now. Agam, again, a lot of times you look around, the Mamash is bizarre, and it's Hefsid. But they're looking upon it. It's not worth it for us. Therefore, not the sugya of Hefsid. It's not the sugya of Bezayin. They kind of rolling it up, like the Mishmur says, talking to water is water. To doze upon it's Osir. Bezayin God and not Bezayin. Oh, now again, to my machoin, they want to tell you that pouring water from me is from your hands. Maybe it sounds like it could be, maybe it's worse. They're pouring from your hands on top of the top of it, they're throwing it to water.
Same thing.
Sounds like it's different. You want to tie that ring, which is wrong, I've seen it again slowly, that maybe it only could be Gezayis, not a Gezayis. Maybe that's the filter. Sorry?
Was it?
No, in America, no, you can do whatever you want in this country. That doesn't work that way. I know in America, and they now have these organizations that come take it from leftover from the halls. Maybe as Corona they stopped it, but I don't know why in this country they don't do that. I can't figure out why the holes over here they don't have organizations come and take it away. America doesn't, right? America doesn't over here. I can't confirm that. They have it here. He said they have it here. They doesn't have it. Okay, Kenzai. Fine. The last halacha over here. So again, if you understand, so again, if you put it inside, again, before it says bezoin gadol, there's a question of how to understand the idea of bezoin gadol. That means to step on it, the bezoin gadol, you have to sweep it from the floor if you have a lot of crumbs on the floor. However, putting it inside a bag is not a problem. The question is, what does it mean inside a bag? That means if you have a bag with diapers, it's not nice. That's what Berkowitz is over. Rolling up in a plastic, it's fine. If you have a bag with things that are not diapers, you can argue. They point again. That they want Tanya's giving to food to animals to go eat. No, as long as you can step on it, no problem. Also, won't be a problem if the mokum is not a mokum design. I'm not clear how to define the definition of design model.
It's like it's sticking up.
I'm not clear how to say the definition of a design model. That means if you put it inside a bag, inside the stuff, it's fine. I'm not clear how to say. Again, Mishmur is very clear. He made. I mean, if you go malach any design, you have a problem. Mishmur went design model. The last halacha over here, Sifhei, is the idea about covering your knives b'shas b'rech samozin. Then the Mechaber brings it down. Akam the Aruch Shulchan brings down. Achshav, we're not knowing upon this hanhoga of covering your knives over here. Dr. Chaim Shalom said we're not knowing this way. The Ma'aseh, the steamers of Polish we are knowing this way. And the Malachim do bring it down. And you look around, those who know halacha do it. Those don't know, they don't know a lot of things. But those who know halacha, the Ma'aseh, they do this Indian of covering the knives. Now, what is the reason to cover your knives? The Beis Yosef, we're talking about the Mishmur, they're very clear, there are two separate reasons over here. One, mitzad the Rukeach, Shulchan is doing the Mizbeach. The Beach would not have a case of a Barzal, a case of Aron over here. Something that's the Marach Yomov should not be Mekatsi Yomov. Therefore, when a person benches over here, give me Shvach, I know the Kodesh Baruch Hu, trying to have a case of something that's Barzal over here. That's the only reason it's brought down by the Magavram and the Graz. They do not bring down the second reason. I don't know what the reason is. Magavram only brought down this reason. The second reason, Rebbeinu Simcha, he says when a person, a Maishaoyo, he was benching, he came to Uvnei Yushalayim, he has had such a gosho for the Korban over here, Maishaoyo picked up the knife and he stabbed himself. The second reason, others want Tana, that's the Ikki reason. Two separate reasons over here, and obviously the question is, what is the Ikki reason? And the Nafkamina based upon these reasons, and also how to apply this halacha practically. So start with first one question. The halacha is to cover the knives, or is the halacha is to remove the knives from the table? So if you read the Beis Yosef slowly, he says, by the first reason, by the case of the Rekeach, he says, Doim the Mizbeach, he says the words, to mechasa, to cover it. We begin on the second reason, Ben Simcha, then he says, you remember the Korban, and then he says, to remove it. He says two different things over here. One to cover, one to remove. The one time, maybe there's nafkamina between the two reasons. What's the Ikki reason? If the Ikki reason is why I'll tell this bayach like the Mogai Avram, enough to cover. Maiso, in the swarm, the way Halavosh brings it down, he says either move or to cover. The way the Chayotim, the kids, they say either move or to cover. And therefore, they ask Chodeshani and Oshaimberg and Chaim, say either one, you don't have to remove it. Covering the Maiso is enough. That's the Maiso Losh and Shukhorach, knowing in the Chasis. Sada Sheni, you take out the Ben Ishchai, the Chayim brings down over here, the Bnei Svad, the Machmer. Maisha, we have two reasons. Take it away. Guy might. Uvnei Shlaim, a knife on the table, might stab himself. Maisha, take it away. But Maisha, Bnei Ashkenaz, we say we follow either removing it or covering it. That's one, Kubay Nafkamino. The second, Nafkamino Ulai. This halacha, is it only by Bech Samozin? Even by Me'in Sholish? The Sefer Taras HaShulchan, he wants a Taino. We say Uvnei Shlaim in the case of Me'in Sholish. But the Maisa, they point out, we don't see this over here. The words of Ekel Shukhanarach, Bishas, Birch, Samozin, and therefore, Puchazi, Maida, Amid Bar, and therefore, the Bachacha brings it down, it says Dafka, Birch, Samozin. His Chaim Zonnefeld says that way. We seem to say this Aloha, Dafka, by Birch, Samozin. Now, let's say a person, he finished eating and he wants a bench. He's seeing a Shiva, a bunch of people over there. They're using the knives. Because you see with Americans, fine, and also you're using, you finish eating and you want to take away the knives. Tell everyone, knives away. because you want a bench. Does everyone have to remove the knife? Only you have to remove your knife. First, the Chodeshani says the get of removing the knife is dafka when it's in arm's length. It's not arm's length. You might not have to remove it. It says why? Because the second svara, uvnei shalayim, that's a korban. Might say that's enough. Therefore, it doesn't look as arm's length. If you really go the first svara, it goes anyone on the table over here. Might see one of the second svara. Maybe it's a suffix over here. Might say ismachai kideyashki. What about even an arm's length? Or people around you? Do you have to remove the knives? So three different svara answer this question. Three different answers over here. I'm not clear what to go say. Yishlodin himself writes one time tzarachin. Now it says that we have two things. You have to cover the knives. What's the definition of covering? What defines the definition of knife? You have to answer both things. So first, a person, when he has a knife, he has to cover it. Cover the handle also, or only the blade? They said, let's go through the svaras. If it's inside the sugar barzel, where is the barzel? The blade. Let's cover the blade. If it's as far as why, he'll stab himself. Chuban abayis. They'll see a knife. He sees a handle over here. Even the handle. What do you have to cover over here? So the Maaseh is brought down. Then the stipler and the Chodeshani of Neibach. Maaseh, he said it's enough to cover the blade. At Sarasheni, of Neibach, the Chaznish, and Bechayim, they said, Maaseh, you have to cover both of them over here. So, if that Seber, they themselves argue the point, obviously it's a good question over here. And I see them as far as to go which way or the other way. Does it mean the whole time knife or after the blade? That's one question over here. Yish Lodin. Another thing is, the get to knives, what defines this idea of a knife? Everyone knows what a knife is. Well, first of all, the case over here is dafka barzel. Barzel is iron. What about things that are not barzel? Other metals, gold, silver, let's be practical, stainless steel. The knives that we're using are stainless steel. They're not barzel. Everyone knows from their metal charts, if you ever remember from school already. So right, stainless steel is not the same thing as iron over here. So is the idea dafka barzel? Or is it any metal? The people go to Maisa, he clears this question, and it's of Tzorachian. He's not clear to Maisa, which one is it? Then one time, let's go through the reasons. Besides stabbing, that's not makbid, it was stainless steel, or metal, iron, or silver. It's not the signal of the Mizbeach, Shukdal Mizbeach. But Mizbeach says, not put on case on top of it, Barzel. They've come along the Tila Dovid, the Masham says, look at the Ramban. The people going to forget the Ramban al Torah is definitely the case of Barzel. And therefore, all melts the Maisa Motor. Tzad Sheni, I see the Siach Yitzchok, and we ask the Maisa Mami Mach, but say all cases of metal, anything. So we have a question of what it means over here. Take it a step further. What plastic knives? Usually they serve to achieve a plastic knife, then to cover it. Remove it over here. So Pashya say, to stab yourself, I don't think it's possible. Barzel is not going to get a barzel, not a case of metal over here. Therefore, the simple understanding would be, that's not a problem. Vyashiv says, the Taz says, my show was a knife. All knives are usher. Plastic, metal, any type of metal, everything mice is usher. Fine, the mice said, the Isma's question, Yishlodin, I'll be swash, but you think about it, should be dafka barzel, or at least any metal, but say even a plastic knife that you can't stab yourself with. Yishlodin, Yishlodin. Oh. So let's discuss now different things that you can't cut with. Firstly, you have a knife. There's a butter knife, and there's a steak knife. I assume most people know what that is. Butter knife is what they usually give in yeshiva, you can't cut that well with. And there's a steak knife over here. Two different types of knives. To stab yourself with a butter knife is not that easy. I wouldn't advise it if you had to hurt somebody. I wouldn't do that. The maaseh, it's not barzel. It's barzel, right? It's metal over here. So which one is it over here? So they bring down, they ask the question of Moshe, of Scheinberg, says, no, the maaseh, you can't stab yourself. Sounds like he went with that reason. My sister's motor. I said, Shani, they said, Shani, Rabbi Zilberstein has a chew about in Chachuke Chemoid, and the Benoman Zilber, they're tiny. At the end of the day, you have two reasons over here. Abayam said also of Barzal over here, the Mice to be Machmer. You do have to realize, the get to us, when you have a stainless steel of a butter knife, with putting a Blyashi to the side, he's Machmer all knives, you don't have either reason, Betsim. Out's butter, you can't stab yourself. Us stainless steel, we can argue it's not mice, not metal over here. So it could be the reason why the lot of people who are not machmer chutz we have, or Choshukun says that the Bnei Ashtar is not machmer mizman azeh, chutz mizeh, you have to know practically why those who know Allah are being machmer for. Because the Mechayishish can sein. But you can really argue the point today in the Negev to Al Silverware, a stainless steel that's about a knife. When you have a steak knife in a chnami, So you can have economy, then you have a reason, medina, why maybe to cover it. Otherwise, each law. They do point out, Issa Kanievsky, you're saying a knife over here. What about a fork? What about the Issa can opener? What about a vegetable opener? All these different peel, vegetable peel over here. What about a scissor? She says, Chazal says, sakin. I have a fork, you can usually do a better job than a knife. You can stab a guy better with a fork than a knife. Chazal says, sakin over here. Agam, the Benish Chai says, the medactic can depart everything. He says, anything that cuts to medactic. He says, even in the case of a scissor, right? Maestro, a scissor can stab better. But Maestro, the well, Chazal says, sakin, will leave a sakin as this. Which could then lead to a case, can you have a gun on the table? Gun. A kadach? Kadach, right? Kadach. 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 Could you have kadach on the table over here? So the Knei Baisim has a shuva about it, said, let's go through the reasons. To stab, it does a much better job than stabbing. By herself, this is by herself. This is art. This is what it is over here. Not stainless steel. So what kind of either reason the Maestro should be also? A gun, if you go with the Taz. Go with the Taz, you can argue the point. Say, that's not my shiroyu. Echonami. The Maestro, if you don't go with the Taz idea, which Yesh L'chalak, Yesh, he has a chiddush over here to answer why Shabbos is different. Maestro L'chor, he said the Maestro should be Machber. Now, what to go cover it? The Shulchan is very clear, a person has to cover it, except non-Shabbos and Yontif. Now, even though the Levush is brought down by the Magav Ram, that Shabbos and Yontif, yes, to cover it, Maestro, El Rav, Makar Chaim, and the Shulchan do not bring it down that way. They go like the Machaber, the Graz, the Kitzer, that we do not cover it on the case of Shabbos. That means the Moinam on Shabbos, the oil is not covered over here. Whether Chudashani or Chazanish, they did not cover it on Shabbos. Now, what is the reason over here? Now, just to be clear, the Meisvard, Yeshu Yesh, some do on Shabbos. Nashla, the Meisvard, they never cover it on Shabbos, in Yontif. Now, what is the reason? Mishmur is very clear, Ayin HaChoinim. The Choinim seem to say either Taz, Mishad, the Sugil, Meisvard, or the Magar Vam says, because there is no Shulchan Dem Mizbeach on Shabbos, because no Bina Mizbeach on Shabbos. Which the obvious question is, why do we have salt on the table of Shulchan Dem Mizbeach on Shabbos? I'll leave it as a kasha, let them think about it. Magar Vam says, Shulchan Dem Mizbeach does not apply on Shabbos. Because no Bina Mizbeach on Shabbos.
Oh. He says you can't fix it.
What?
It's still a mistake.
Well,
you can't.
Well,
you
want to.
Don't
think that
you
can. You can. Fine. But why in general are we.
It's
still
a
snatch of a smash.
Well,
like, the one last point over here, Magabram brings down that after covering the knives, he also brings down the Sefer of Shulchan Shel Arba, that's the Bein of Bechai. That he comes along and says the person not only cover his knives, he also cover his pass. When you bench, you call your pass, why shlayura who shall say? Not to provide your pass. The question is, first of all, do we pass like that? The first point is, where's the makor for this Indian? Shulchan Shel Arba, what's the reason behind it? The first are those who disagree. They point out it's not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. And there's a Maimon Mordechai that says, Timus HaPoyskim is not this way. As the Hermes Bigdah Yasha says, we did not go like this Aleph. Second, you look at the reason behind it. Kamal Lamachsa Shekel, he says the reason is just like by making Kiddush. Everyone knows we have to cover the past minutes of the Sugil Busho. He also, when a person benches Allah Kais, then cover the past. They point out this whole entire locha, look up Rabbeinu Bachai, or Rabbeinu Bachio, is Dafka when you're making using a Kais. Now, why the Olim does not use a kais, that's going to be next to go start today. What happened to the Sugya of kais in general? But Maisa, if you use a kais, then we have a Magar Vam to cover the Passover here. Otherwise, if you don't use a kais, then coming off the Machzor Shekel, Ben Mechai, the Maisa, the whole question does not start. So, number one, the Mishmur is not bringing down the money. I don't think you even heard about it. And even those who do want to do it, it's not going to have a case of a kais over here. Ben Hashem, today we'll start the sugya of Kuf Pei Beis about using a kais by Rechza Mazin, a very important sugya here, and what happened to it. And from here on end to the end of the Zman, we go straight to Kuf Pei Beis, Kuf Pei Gimel, straight to the Minu Reish Pei.
What is
it? Slachot.
Really, what is it?